Good to get back in here. Will Power on a Sunday night, just before we get deep into the holidays. And Will Power, you're one of those guys that I don't see you as being very braggadocio when it comes to showing everybody your resume and what a great driver you are. But now we finally get to see your face on the BorgWarner Trophy. But then the first question out of my mind or my mouth is, does that grill on the BorgWarner look like Will Power?
It does. You know what? Tony Kanaan sent me an Instagram message last night, and he posted it publicly too and said that my nose was bigger than his. That was quite a disappointment to me. Although his nose is actually on the other side of the trophy, so it kind of balances the trophy out. Otherwise, it'd probably fall over.
Oh, my God.
Well, Tony's snout is kind of bulbous. At least yours comes to an end.
Yes. Yeah, no. Like, his face on the BorgWarner is just like a nose with eyes and a mouth, basically, because he's big. His nose is quite fat. At least I have a face.
Isn't that what you're supposed to say, though, that it does look like you? What if you said it didn't look like me? Doesn't it insult the artist?
No, yeah, seriously. Will Behrens did a bloody good job. It looks like me. It does. It looks very much like me. It was actually a funny incident when I was up at his place there in North Carolina, and he's got the clay model. My wife didn't come with me, so she called on FaceTime, and, FaceTime, obviously, everyone can hear the audio, and she didn't realize, like, everyone's standing there, and the artist is there. I said, what do you reckon? Does it look like me? And she goes, no, it doesn't look like you. I was like, wow. The artist and everyone just heard that, so she's like, oh, well, you know, it does kind of look like you. Yeah, she tried to backtrack, but damage was done. The guy's feelings were hurt, so I think that's why he added the extra bit of nose to out of spite.
Oh my God, that is hysterical. But Liz, I mean, hey, that's just, it's what women do. We just step on it all the time, don't we? But Will Power, Indy 500 winner from 2018, talking about getting his likeness on the very famed almost $4 million BorgWarner Indy 500 trophy. And the process, you just talked about getting a clay model of your face with him. So wait a minute. Talk about this. You had to go to his studio, his art studio, and get your head completely emblazoned in clay for him to be able to make a big mock-up of your face, and then somehow he figured out a way to make it small.
No. That's not how it works, actually.
Okay.
The day after the 500, he took like a whole 180 view sequence of photos of my face and looked at my face, and he actually learns your face, and he sculpts it from eye. Like, he doesn't do it. It's not a mold. That is not molded. So it really is, you know, great artistry the way that he does it. And then he, just through learning your face by doing creating a life-size one, and then he comes, then you go to his place, and you don't have to sit there while he sculpts. He just makes some adjustments and such because he gets to see you in the flesh. And then he chisels that little, the silver face, that tiny face, and that's by memory, that's by knowing your face. So it's a long process that he goes through. It's amazing that is done by hand. It's not a mold, which makes it really cool.
You know, Will Power, it is cool, and what's really cool is that you're now a part of William Behrens' resume. He's done so many people, freehand, celebrity stars, and now he's done Will Power, the Indy 500 winner.
Yeah, it is. When you go to his place, it's amazing when you see some of the famous people, famous heads up there, politicians and, you know, bigger-than-life-size statues that he's done. Yeah, very unbelievable job that this guy does, you know, to become, you know, a great artist, really, when you see all the everything that he's done, all the sculptures and faces and statues. Yeah.
Will Power, you're now the 29th Indy 500 winner that Behrens has done. where does Will Power rank at all the celebrities and stars and the statues that he has at home? Where do you rank in that list of famous people?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question for him. Like, I don't know what he thought. I mean, yeah, I really enjoyed my time with him. He's got a lovely place. It's like it's about 60 acres and there's nothing around, up in the hills or mountains, and just unbelievable, serene, really, really nice. But yeah, I don't know if he has a favorite face. He actually talks about the face. He knows face as well. He said, oh, your face is pretty symmetrical, but your nose is crooked. So if I need to get plastic surgery, I'll be bringing him with me to say, you know, can you speak to him? He knows my face real well. He can square me up.
Hey, what does an Australian do for Christmas?
Well, usually Christmas is stinking hot in Australia. So, well, it is. Not usually. It is stinking hot in Australia. So you usually have a hot Christmas. But I haven't been back there for a long time. So I'm getting used to this nice winter Christmas that we have here. I don't think I've had a white Christmas yet, though. That'd be pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm going to Dallas, Texas, hang out with the wife's family and stay down there for a few days over Christmas, enjoy the family festivities.
Will Power, Indy 500 champion, and he joins us now in the Speed Freaks Pits at Lucas Oil Studios. Okay, who is it's the Dallas – okay, for the Dallas basketball team, NBA team, what's the mascot? The Dallas –
Mavericks.
For the Texas, the Major League Baseball team there in Dallas-Fort Worth? Go ahead.
Rangers.
Okay.
Nice. Texas Rangers.
For the soccer team.
Oh, no. I thought you were going for the Cowboys. Dallas. Let's say, is it the... I don't know. What is it?
Come on, I'll give you one. It's fairly generic, man.
Okay. Texas... what's those horns called?
Longhorns?
Texas Longhorns.
Well, that's kind of their logo. They're actually just called FC Dallas.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking, like, Cowboys are taken.
Yeah.
I don't know what a Ranger is. I guess Rangers are taken, and... What's a Maverick?
It's AJ Foyt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could say it's Will Power.
Cool. Yeah, true. Yeah, Maverick.
Will Power's a Maverick.
Yeah.
You know, like Tom Cruise and Top Gun. I mean, you're ballsy. Yeah.
Cool. If you want to ask me any history, American history questions, you know, I'm going for my citizenship, so I've learned a lot about the American history.
When are you doing that? We did that with Tony Kanaan. We did that. Who was the sports car driver we did it with? We've had fun with that with some drivers. So, yeah.
Yeah, look, I can get 100 of those questions right. I'm doing that Monday.
What city is the Alamo in?
Oh. Is it Dallas?
Okay.
Keep going.
A little bit south.
The Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, what state? Is it Texas?
Yes.
Is it,
I don't think
Austin?
It's going to be. But he's closer. He's closer.
Fort Worth.
San Antonio.
Where is it?
San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio. Okay.
What ocean is off of the coast of Texas? What's the name of the ocean?
Ah, man, that's not on the question. what ocean is it?
Gulf of Mexico. Gulf of Mexico.
Gulf, yes.
Yeah. What was the 48th state of the 50 states?
Oh, man, actually, we talked about this the other night. So it's like 46 states in, I don't know, when the extra four. Was it Alaska?
No, but this is a state that, sadly, IndyCar is not returning to this year, but last year you were there for an oval.
Ah, Arizona.
Bam!
Yeah, baby.
See there?
That's hard. Are you stressed a little bit? I mean, that's seriously hard.
Yeah, well, but then none of the questions you asked. It's none of them. You don't have to know where the Alamo was.
Okay, well, yeah. Who shot JR?
What, Johnny Rutherford? I think he lived, at least. You know who shot him.
Okay, who allegedly shot John F. Kennedy?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Attaboy. Bam. Whoa. Is that part of the trivia?
Yeah, no, because they still don't know who shot JFK. So I think Lyndon Johnson knows.
Give me one of the questions.
Listen to him, though. Yes, he's been studying.
Give me one of the questions on your test.
What year was the Declaration of Independence written?
Was that a trick question? I go for 1776.
Yes, you're right. What year was the Constitution written?
Ew.
Don't Google it.
No. I think we
what
might.
Year?
Ooh, 1812. 21.
Oh God! Come on, you guys are Americans. 1787.
Damn it!
Who were the founding fathers? Who were the four or the three of them? And what was the name of the group?
Okay.
What are the founding fathers?
The Constitution.
All right, let's do this. Let's go, George Washington.
Nope.
Let's go Andrew Jackson.
Nope.
Let's go Hamilton.
Yes.
Did I already say James Madison?
Yes, he was one of them. He didn't say him.
I did too, didn't I? It's
called Publius. Publius was the group, I guess.
Oh.
Wow.
Bro.
Who was the president in World War One?
That would be Teddy Roosevelt.
Nope. Kind of a not that. It's not like a. You wouldn't. I don't think you're going to get it. It's Woodrow Wilson.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Got it.
Boom.
More important.
Very difficult question.
No.
Clearly,
hold on.
We failed already.
Okay, what's.
Yeah, you guys. Bloody hell.
Hey.
I think you're going to have to give up your citizenship.
We'll have to give you mine.
Right.
No, here are the real questions you should be asked. What's Stevie Vaughn's middle name?
Now we're going into music.
I don't know. It's Stevie Vaughn.
One of the greatest guitar players in the history of mankind to come out of Texas.
No way.
Stevie Ray Vaughn.
What is it?
You've never heard of Stevie Ray Vaughn?
Oh, I bet you I know who it is.
Wow.
When I see him.
Will's a drummer, not a guitarist.
The name of the drummer of ZZ Top.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the drama.
His name was synonymous with beards.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Because he didn't have one. His name, Frank Beard.
Oh, he didn't have a beard?
Mm-mm.
No, why?
Mm-mm.
God, he would have, no wonder that, like, he was probably the first to go when the band was, yeah, he probably got kicked out. He didn't have a beard.
Allegedly, this guy was from South Dallas. Blind Lemon Blank.
Oh, interesting, eh?
Blind Lemon Jefferson. Man, you have to know your music,
Kenny,
in Texas to become a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably not going to pass then.
There it is.
Unfortunately.
Well,
yeah, based on the other questions you asked us, you're going to be just fine. Holy hell.
Yeah.
What was Michael Jordan's number with Chicago Bulls?
I don't know.
What was Kobe Bryant's first number with the Lakers?
Eight.
Oh,
that a boy.
Nailed it with Kobe.
Yeah. And on that, Freak Nation, your eventual citizen of the United States, Will Power, but at this point, most importantly, he's got his freaking melon on the BorgWarner Trophy for his Indy 500 win this year.
No, that's great. This has been like the most confusing, random interview, I think, yet. Like, really, it's been strange.
Would you expect any different from us?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it was really next level strange. It's just kind of like a weird vibe. I don't know why, but anyway, it's great.
But yeah. I'll never forget standing in your garage at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Carb Day. So literally just 2 days before this year's Indy 500. Also having a very random and strange interview talking about earrings and food and just weirdness, not necessarily racing.
That's right.
And you went on to win the big
deal. Earrings thing. Yeah.
Will, nice. Happy holidays to you and your family. Look forward to more for 2019, buddy.
All right. Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on, and you guys have a great festive season.
Statman, you have to know Stevie Ray Vaughan over any of our founding fathers, apparently, man.
Publius?
Exactly.
You should have asked him who was the drummer for Publius.
Publius.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
we suck, by the way. We suck.